The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's a pain-free Friday. Farrell's doing it. Minnesota Mahogany waxing it up. 100, 200... 300. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad day, bad lobby. Blah, 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 blah. Carver High is with me tonight. And I don't feel like singing.
That's like a Friday night version of it.
I didn't really, you know, today frustrated me. I'll be honest with you. I mean, it didn't make me like snap on anybody or scream or yell or, you know, get in anybody's face or anything. I just was, you know, sick and tired of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be like driving on the highway and 75 miles an hour, 85 miles an hour. And, somebody asking you to juggle and also make waffles, homemade waffles, in the car at the same time.
I like homemade
while
waffles.
While also writing the fifth concerto by Bach with just your mouth and a pen in it. I mean, I felt like I was, you know, first, you know, and I get it. It's very important that the, you know, the TV show and the set is right and the, and the camera's right, and the angle's right, and the distance is right, and the lighting and all that. But for me, for my money's worth, it's hard to, like, do the – would you agree, Carver, to do the show, like, to sit there and do the show while you're doing all this stuff?
Very tough.
I got, you know, 2-3 minutes, and I'm sitting here carrying refrigerators, and I'm I just was like, and then I got like dog leashed like 3 times with the earpiece and the lav mic, which I'm not used to using. I use a Metallica mic. So the whole thing was like, I said to him at one point, I cussed and said, I'm not Farrell and doing any more. I'm not doing anything else. So don't even ask. Don't even ask me to do any other moves or to, you know, do this, do that, move the camera angle, turn it down, move over to your left. Move the plant, blah, blah, blah. I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it anymore. And so I was like, you know, but what was amazing was that we still did a kick-ass show. We didn't leave anything out. No stone unturned. And I had to deal with, you know, Candy, you know, your boy Kaplan, who I love, you know, getting all sensitive about his wife hearing the show in the next room about me saying we were going to a, you know, basically a brothel, you know, And then I was like, tell her to have a sandwich. And then, you know, I'm like, listen, that guy, if anyone needs a brothel, it would be him. And then I said, Carver High's going to go with us too. He's like, he didn't know you were married. And I was like, yeah, but he'd still go. He'd still go with me. And he'd deal with the fallout later. And I don't think he could comprehend that. I really don't. And we welcome all of our radio affiliates. Sirius, Channel 159. Some guy wrote me today some stupid tweet about...
One of those guys.
Did you see that tweet?
I did not. I could go and check, but...
Well, no, it's not that important. But someone, you know, I read these things once in a blue moon, and the guy's like, no one listens. And I'm like, you'd be blown away by how many people love that Sports Grid 159 and that, and how many people watch Sports Grid TV and listen to Sports Grid Radio. And then we're on hundreds of stations on Sports Map, Sports Byline, obviously Sirius on satellite, 159, and then Mightier 1090 in San Diego, which goes all the way to Canada. And you can basically hear it in Vegas driving in your car. If you drive from L.A. to Vegas or from San Diego to Vegas, you'll hear it the entire drive. I mean, literally. So some guys like, nobody can hear it. Nobody. It's, you know, where your number is, 159. And, you know, this station, that station. I'm like, dude, I didn't even answer him, but I want to say something tonight to him. Shut up. Just shut your face. Because I don't care what you think. And I know you don't care. And so nobody cares. So it doesn't matter. I don't think you know anything about the business that we're in or what we do or how we do it or how we distribute it or who listens or what the ratings are or anything. So shut your face. Just, you know, shut your face. And then you and I will get along great. If you want to go, well, then we can play chippy. We can play dirty. We can play break nose. What do you want to do? How do you want me to hurt you? Honestly, like, I got to worry about that. Jesus Christ. So, you know, I got to tell you, too, I don't think Mafia would have gone to the brothel either. He's having a baby. So I think he's, you know, wearing onesies again. I saw him wearing a onesie the other day. They had like a reveal for the baby and he was wearing some kind of dinosaur onesie. And I was like, yeah, I don't think he's going to the brothel. I'm very concerned about the developments on the show. So, Mafia's having another kid. And like Carver High, just pouring kids into the community. They both have two now. As soon as that baby's born, I think in February or March, whenever it is. And so I went to this reveal party, and everyone there was like, you know, all of his relatives and everything. And I'm cool with everybody, but they went around the horn like and said, "You want a boy or a girl?" I was the only person out of like 30 people that said a boy. I was like, you know, his daughter that he has now, Grace, she said, boys pee on the seat. And I was like, okay, I guess so. I still do that. But I said, we need a, you know, can anyone get the fish to swim upstream? Like, you know, Carver High got it done. And I said, you got to have a boy, dude. That's it. Boy. Sure enough, it's a girl. Sure enough. I saw that pink onesie come out. I was like, I'm out of here.
Oh, is it a girl? Is that what he's... I had no idea.
Yeah,
is it a girl?
It's a girl. It's a girl. Like, I'm not lying to you.
No, I know. I hadn't heard the news. I didn't know.
Oh, well, I went to the... It was a Zoom thing, and it was easy. I was sitting there. It was like... I think it was New Year's... day or something like that. And it was, he reached out, he said, in 10 minutes, we're going to do a Zoom call with all of my family to do a reveal. Do you want to watch? I said, sure. And then I watched. And, you know, I've seen him actually have frankly, both kids. I was there when he had the first one, and I knew his first experience in marriage, if you will. It was with a like basically a French Canadian from Montreal, and he had a kid with her, and then they ended up getting a divorce, and I helped him because I knew the you know, I know that Vicky Ziegler chick. She's like the best divorce attorney in Manhattan. So I got her to help him out a little bit, and he got out of that mess. And now he's actually with a really cool chick, and they're having a baby, and it's a girl. So, and then my other buddy, I think I told you this story this week, didn't I? That Fuego's getting married Sunday.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
So I'm going to that one, and that is just the ultimate sin. I feel like I'm going to a Ozzy Osbourne wedding because, I mean, bark at the moon, this guy was the devil. And I loved hanging out with him. We were always doing something scrupulous.
Now, I always screw this up, but he's not the one marrying Teddy Atlas's daughter, right? Or is that some one of your other
no,
that guys
that's,
team?
That,
that was somebody
that's
else
Foz.
On the team. Right, that's Foz.
Foz is the guy that owns Jovia.
Right, Jovia. He's married to Teddy Atlas's daughter, right? Yeah.
That's right. So Teddy, you know, has amassed a great deal of wealth over the years with boxing.
Of course.
And he has like a mansion in Staten Island. And believe it or not, Foz and Nicole started having so many kids that they couldn't, they didn't have enough room in their house out here where I live. So Teddy let them move into the mansion. And they actually did it. They like moved to Staten Island. They moved in with Teddy, and they live with him now. But this is a different guy. This is
right.
He came to the fan one night with his girlfriend. She's blonde hair. She's a teacher, a high school teacher, and he's you know, a really cool dude, kind of bald with a bunch of tattoos. La-di-da, great football player. He was on a scholarship at Rowan. And he played for 4 years as a slot receiver like Julian Edelman, and he was the backup quarterback. And then he's like, you know, really one of the best point guards I've ever played with in basketball. But he blew out his knee. And in the interim, he just started golfing, and he never played basketball ever again. But I won a bunch of titles with him, and that's how we became such good friends, playing basketball every day of the week, and then Wednesday nights in the league, and then Saturdays and Sundays open run. So I knew him for a long, long time. I knew his dad. He was a legendary coach in the area, and my daughter played with him a little bit. And I can't believe I'm going to see this kid get married because, I mean, to tell you, if there's anyone I ever met in my life that I didn't think we'd get married, it would be him. I mean, this guy. I love him. What a character. He's a mess, but he told me he's a mess, you know, heading into the wedding. I said, what's the matter? He's like got nerves and stress, and I guess a bunch of people pulled out with the COVID, and it was a really big wedding, and now it's like 50 people blew it off. So he actually invited my, he knows Chopper and Gunner, and he invited them, and they're going too. So we're all going to the wedding because actually, A, it's going to be funny to see that dude get married, and B, the place where the reception is has the most kick-ass banquets, weddings, bar mitzvahs, and food. It has the best food I've ever eaten at one of those types of places, like banquet halls. This place is so unbelievable and high-end, five-star, and just absolutely kick-ass. I am just going to be devouring all kinds of prime rib. I mean, everything. Shrimp cocktail. It's all happening. Crab legs. Lobster. I mean, it's crazy. So it's going to be cool, you know, and it's Sunday. So I'm going to have to I think I'm going to have to get the football games going on my phone. But
yeah,
you won't believe this. I actually have the Red Zone channel on my phone.
What time is the wedding?
Season tickets to the Steelers.
What time is the wedding?
Well, the wedding's at 2:30. The reception's at 5:30.
Yeah,
so I would
say maybe you'll be home. Maybe you'll be home second half of the Raider Charger game. Maybe even a little earlier than that.
Maybe. I went to Mafia's wedding. I was in it again. I was in both of his weddings, and I knew like three people at the whole wedding. There was like 150 people there, or something like that, 200 people, I guess. And I knew like three dudes. That was it. And I barely knew them. I'm like, hey, good to see you. All right, then, bye. But I didn't really know any of them to like stand around and talk to them. So it was a little strange. I had to do all the, you know, the pictures and everything with, you know, in weddings tomorrow, Sunday, when this dude gets the pictures, I think that's at like 3 to 5. I'm not going anywhere near that disaster. I'm going home. I'm going to watch football and I'm going to go to the reception and I'm just going to eat my face off.
Nice.
I mean, to tell you, I went to the Belmont Stakes one year with my buddy Bones and 34C and in a stretch limo, and we actually stuffed desserts in our pants pockets. We were so drunk. Yeah, I stuffed like cake with icing, giant like vanilla icing with like a yellow cake, you know, and roses on it and everything. And a big old like birthday cake looking thing. And I took two giant slices and stuffed them in each pocket and ruined my pants and ate them in the limo on the way home. And we were drunk and baked. It was unbelievable. And it was 100 degrees outside. I took 34C to the Belmont Stakes for the first time in her life. She'd never been to a horse race. And we went to the Belmont and there was 100,000 people there. And it was 100 degrees and everybody smelled.
Yeah, that place is tough when it's crowded. I've been there a couple times on Father's Day when it's packed. It's never obviously as packed as Belmont Stakes Day. I've been there for Belmont Stakes Day. It's impossible. But when that place is busy, it's tough to navigate. A lot of people.
Do you like going to watch the ponies run? Do you like going there?
Yes, I like it. Yes, I do enjoy it.
When I come back, I'll tell you a story of Senator out of Botto, I can never remember his name. Last night he told me he wants to have horse betting on the apps. So I just said he's got more money than God. How much money do you think God has, Carver High?
I would say that the amount is extremely large for the person we're talking about. Very large.
Right, so I've already forgot. I was going to come back and
something about horse, about the track, about being at the track.
Addabo, the senator from New York, who got the mobile sports betting bill passed after multiple failed attempts over the years. Like, I remember he came on my show at either CBS at the Fan or Howard Stern, maybe both. Howard 101 when I was on there. But I remember from the beginning, from the jump, this guy, this senator from Queens and Rockaway, and that's his district, that he was trying to get, sports betting passed in New York. And yeah. He's the head of the commission on gaming, but the idiots, I mean, these politicians, I even said it to him last night in the interview. I'm like, man, you work with a lot of idiots. I mean, you really do. Like, where do they find these people? Honestly, like, there's some backward ass thinking. And I told him, I'm a Democrat. And if you got a problem with that, go step in horse cable. I don't care. Like, I don't bother you. I don't fight with people about politics. I don't care if you're Republican and I'm Democrat. You don't like it. You know, step in horse cable. I really just mind your own business. And here's the deal. I said to him, you work with a lot of idiots because the money that you have missed out on over the last, frankly, 15, 20 years, this has been going on forever. Maybe not that long, but it has gone on for a great length of time, at least 10 years.
Especially since the Supreme Court overturned the ruling, especially since they turned the lights back on for everybody aside from Nevada. That's where everybody should have been on board immediately.
Right. But, you know, I get it. They weren't ready. He told me that the other five houses that are getting a license aren't ready. They're just not ready. But they were awarded the license anyway. And he talked about the process of awarding the licenses. And he said something very interesting to me. So I've known this guy forever. He's been coming on my show forever to talk about, frankly, losing the vote and never getting sports betting passed. And I would always say to him, man, you work with the biggest bunch of losers and thieves in Albany that are, I think, on the face of the earth. I mean, I think there's some wacko politicians. I mean, absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That chick Green, they need to put her in prison. She's a wacko. She's absolutely, I think she's stupid too. On top of everything else, I actually think she's her face is there, but it's actually just a bowling ball, her head. It's just a hollow bowling ball. Anyway, I said to him, you have the biggest crop of idiots in politics, except for maybe a couple here, there, you know, people that everyone can't stand. There's some, you know, government people that just grate on you. But you don't usually know all the people from New York or New Jersey or wherever, Ohio, even every like senator or, you know, congressman, assemblyman, all this other stuff. So I just said, how is it that you never passed this bill in Albany? And meanwhile, the governor's squeezing everybody's ass. I mean, you think that guy, you know, he's hitting on every chick he meets. You might as well sign the deal and make some money for your state. How can you sit there and watch Phil Murphy and New Jersey make $1 billion and you're sitting over there picking your nose and squeezing asses? And I said, honestly, he's busted. I said it to him. And I said, how did you finally get all those idiots to say yes? And he literally told me that he thought the key to it was, you know, the money that's going to go to the state, the 51% tax, and that he believes he can get people clean with millions of dollars devoted to cleaning up the drugs in New York on the street and otherwise, and here, there, everywhere, getting people help instead of throwing them in jail, instead of doing nothing for them, instead of them being homeless or shooting up in the, you know, Skid Row here or there, wherever. He wants to save everybody's life. He wants to use that money, millions, just absolutely millions every month to, it's devoted to different, you know, kind of venues, if you will, of need. And I think that that was one of them. He said his number one goal is to get people clean with the money that he's going to be able to use. And then the other one is, you know, he wants to do horse betting on the mobile apps. And I was like, oh, so like it would be on the mobile app and I don't have to go to the Meadowlands and look at all those people eating hot dogs and making 50 cent bets and cabling on the toilet seats in the bathroom. And he started laughing because he's known me forever. He knows I'm crazy. And he was laughing. He said that I should be his PR guy because I talk so glowingly about him. I think he's the hardest working, most unbelievable, pulled off a miracle, absolutely grinded.
This was a miracle.
I think the guy grinded to get it done.
He did. He has been the one guy since 17 or 18, whatever it was, when they turned it on in New Jersey. He has been the guy completely pounding the pavement saying, New York should have this. We're stupid. You know, let's go here.
We're
he's been right at the
we're
front
stupid.
Of it. Yeah.
They're going to make $1 billion. They're going to have months where they clear $300-500 million. And they still have to give 51% of the rest of it to the, state. But the bottom line is, you know, the house is going to make a lot of money, but the state is going to make a ton of money. And that's who he's working for. And he's the head of the gaming commission. He wants to make he also wants to help addicted gamblers. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he wants to help people that have gambling addictions. And, you know, I'm like, while you're at it, Joe, you should probably, you know, do porn, you know, porn addiction. It's very big. And we were laughing, and I just can't believe he did it, because tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Carver High, it's a whole new can of worms being opened up in the Empire State in New York. Can you imagine how much money New York City alone is going to generate with, what, 9 million people living in the city? And, you know, at least 2 million of them have a gambling fix. They all want to bet. Because look at the numbers in New Jersey. There's more people from New York betting in New Jersey than people from New Jersey.
100%. Tomorrow, the green light comes on, and we are ready to go, baby. Listen, it's been frustrating, you know. Obviously, living in New York, and especially doing what we've been doing here on the grid now for almost 2 years, it's tough being in New York, and you really can't get involved. You know, I mean, look, there's been ways to play, whether, you know, you have the stopovers in Jersey and you can run over there and make some bets. And when we were at the Meadowlands doing the show there, you can make some bets. But now actually being able to do it, and if something live happens while we're doing coast to coast, or if I'm in Versa in the city, and you're going to have the ability to do that now, which I think is outstanding and it's much needed.
Yeah. Carver High did tell me today in a break that he's just really sad. Since they closed all the OTBs in New York City, because he loved going there and seeing all the people that had no teeth and that had body odor.
Look, it's a complete game changer.
It really is, and I'll tell you what. Let me tell you a story. So the one problem I have, I have a couple problems with the sports betting, you know, companies and the mobile apps. I told you this one story. I have to go to Atlantic City to deposit money.
Well, if it's a very large, sizable amount of money, yes. You know, you don't have to go there if you're a recreational player. No, I mean I've had no problem.
You can use your bank.
You can use PayPal, you can use things like that, use your bank, and it's a seamless transaction. I've had no problem taking money out, putting money in. It's been very easy.
But for bigger transactions.
Well, that part, I'm talking about.
That's what I do.
We're in Jersey. It's easy. And it'll be easy here.
I go down there with, you know, 50 grand.
Right. Well, that's a big transaction.
With my boy, and I'll make two different deposits, and I have to drive to Atlantic City, and it's like, you know, 2 hours solid going down and coming back. And that's if you're driving 85, not 75, 85. And I think it's 65, the speed limit. And my boy is just rolling in the M series Beamer doing 85, and you get there in 2 hours, and then you make the deposits, grab a lunch, and then hit the road and come back to New York City. It just sucks. I think it sucks. And I'll tell you one thing. When I win, I want my money. These people play games like nothing I've ever seen. All they do is take your money. But when you win, I want my money. Stop holding people's money, you phony asses. On a bench, Carver High's chilling the most. So explain to me the Islanders' dilemma of all these games being canceled. You already told me, but tell the audience.
Well, they've obviously had several different situations this year where games have been canceled. This current one, where they're not playing for 2 full weeks, is because they were supposed to be on their Western Canadian road trip starting this week, which is a long trip, which takes you through Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Seattle was in there too. You know, they had a long 4, 5, 6 game road trip. Currently in Canada, they're not letting fans in the stands due to the COVID spike. So if you notice, all the Canadian teams right now are like on the road in the States. They're not, you know, Toronto has played a couple home games, but the Western Canadian teams have not played any because they're trying to hold them off and reschedule them for when the restrictions are lifted and they can get fans back in the seats. They don't want to play in empty arenas. So they whacked not just the Islanders, a couple teams that were supposed to make, you know, trips west for that. They canceled their games. Now the Islanders had no other games. So here we go again. Islanders sit around for 2 weeks and don't play, which they've already had this year because they had a COVID situation. They had the nonsense with the arena where they spent the first 2 months of the season on the road. So the Islanders season has honestly been torpedoed. And it's not just them. I'm not saying it's just an Islander thing. I think league-wide, they have just... the leagues, it's just nonsense this year, how they've canceled games, rescheduled games, trying to move games around. They're trying to... it's just this, the league is... It's kind of a farce this year, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like from afar, because I try to... have nothing to do with the Islanders. I've lost to them so much in the playoffs. I stay away from them. They're like the black cloud diner. So all I know is I don't follow them like, you know, you do. And I follow the Penguins. So it's like they've disappeared off the face of the earth. Like they've run away or something. Like they're you know, nowhere to be found. They're not playing. La-di-da. And I think, I don't know how you recover from it.
Right, and they were in a hole as it was to begin with, and now they're going to come back and look, now they might actually be healthy for the first time all year, but I mean, we're talking, they haven't played. They played Sunday, December the 19th. Okay, that was they played Vegas at the UBS on Sunday the 19th. Since December 19th,
I was at the Steeler game.
They've played. Two games they've played since December 19th. They played Buffalo on December the 30th, and they played Edmonton on New Year's Day. And they won't play a game again until the 13th of January. That's almost a full month playing two games. That's nonsense. I'm sorry. It's just nonsense.
It is. It is nonsense. It just it should be illegal. I don't even know what the hell has happened. But it is what it is. You know, the NBA suffered from it. The NHL suffered from it. The NFL suffered from it. Everybody is. You name it. There's
Ottawa's got the same problem.
People having problems.
Two games in the last month and a half. I mean, Ottawa can't get on the ice either.
Are you surprised that they're having, you know, this Super Bowl in LA and the? I mean, I'm not surprised they're having the game. Are you surprised they're having the? You know. Radio Row, media, national media, local media, all doing shows there.
As of now, they are. It would not stun me, unfortunately, if in the next 3 weeks that changes. They're definitely having the game. The NFL, by hell or high water, is playing that Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium. They are showing that, and they're having people in it.
Yeah, they are.
They will not. They don't care if they'll have to put a mask on. On all 80,000 people in that building, they are playing that game in SoFi Stadium. But the rest
of the
week,
so the it's rest not even of the week, talking I think, about. They're playing the game. But
no, but I think the I think you're right about the rest of it. The rest of the week, I think, is very much in doubt.
But do you think that they actually would have a? Because I feel like it there is potential for this. They're going to have a power poll vote of who gets to cover. The Super Bowl. They're going to only let a very limited amount of media in to see, you know, to cover the game and to do shows there for the week of the Super Bowl. And I think that at the end of the day, much like the Powerball, Carver High, I think that Sports Grid will receive one of the Willy Wonka tickets because we're like bringing literally every person from our network to LA. And I think the NFL knows we have a presence there and they're letting us into the family. This will be our first real foray into the Super Bowl. And then we're going to go and do everything. Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius. We're doing everything. All kinds of shows from L.A. the week of the Super Bowl. So do you think that if it comes down to bare bones and they pick only certain people get to go, do you think they'll they'll pick Sports Grid?
I mean, look, I think as far as a Radio Row situation, I think it's going to be all or nothing. Now, if it comes down to, you know, drawing straws and who's going to get the short straw, no, I don't think we'll get the short straw. But I think that that's going to be a situation where they're going to get shut down. It'll be a deal between the league and the state or the city, whoever's the point person on this. That, listen, you guys can keep the game, but you're not having all your nonsense all week long. So tell everybody to stay home. You know, I could see.
Are you upset?
I think it's gonna be all or nothing.
Are you upset that you're gonna be doing shows all week, but those credentials aren't good to get you into that game?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that because I don't want to stay for the game anyway. So, unless the Bills were in it, obviously, that would be the only way I would want to stay.
I would have gone if the credential worked. I would have gone. I've been to 15 Super Bowls, so
I mean we've seen this in the past. I mean I know that when we've gone in the with Fan in the past or with CBS in the past, you know, all the Radio Row, they don't get you in. Maybe one person goes to the game and that's it. You know, one credential, whoever's quote unquote technically covering the game for you. So that's it.
Yeah. They let Fat Sessa in. And then nobody else got to go.
But after a week being there, you want to get out of there a lot of times. I mean, I just from remembering in the past, like if you want to go home at that point, you want to get out of there.
Are you surprised that because it has happened. I even brought it up to our good friend in boxing from LA. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Our dear friend who's been important in our life and our job for, two decades. I've been going to fights. I've seen almost 100 title fights and because of him. And then the other day I just flat out said to him, I go, whatever happened to boxing? Like where we don't go anymore. There's no media. There's no Radio Row. There's no national media at the fight. There's just literally a sprinkle of media people that they let in, I guess people from Vegas and a couple national, like Dan Ray Field gets to go, whatever. But they stopped bringing us to fights. I mean, have you noticed that? We haven't gone to a fight in 2 years.
Yeah, I just don't think that they've opened it back up yet. You know, they just haven't had, I don't think they've had Radio Rows at any of them. They've just kind of not gone back to it yet.
Are you kidding me? They had Fury fight Wilder again.
But they didn't have any pomp and circumstance for that, which, you know, I guess I don't believe that
they did. I don't think they've had any pomp and circumstance with any fight in boxing.
No, I don't think they have either. We were at the last one, which was the Fury Wilder 2 weeks before the world shut down.
I think it's dying. Like, I mean, I know Floyd Mayweather's having an exhibition on top of a helipad in the Arab Emirates, and no one gives a rat's ass.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about him. Nobody cares about that. I mean, honestly, and the other one, Pacquiao, isn't he like, didn't he become like the president of the Philippines or something? I don't know if he won that election. All I know is, he went back to the Philippines, and Floyd is still spending money and doing weird things. And I absolutely don't miss either one of them. And I thought I would. I could care less about Manny Pacquiao or Floyd Mayweather.
I've been friends with Floyd forever. We've said this for a long time. We've talked about this. There's no stars now. There's just nobody that, with those guys being out of the picture, there is not any boxer now where if you walk down the street, you'd be like, hey, do you know who this is? And, you know, a guy like Floyd Mayweather, pretty much 9 out of 10 people would know who Floyd Mayweather is. You name any boxer now, you ain't getting 4 out of 10, 3 out of 10. Nobody knows who these people are. None of them. The average Joe on the street doesn't know who they are.
There was a picture of Mayweather at the airport. He was at the UAE airport and he ran into another fighter. I forget who it was. a no name, but I knew who he was, but I didn't know that's what he looks like today, right? Like, I knew him probably 5-7 years ago, and then I saw him. He looked like a completely different person, obviously. That's what happens when you get sculled in the head a million times. But anyway, he was like, great running into Floyd Mayweather at the airport here in Arab Emirates. And I thought to myself, when I saw the picture in the paper, I think it was in the New York Daily News or something. And I said to myself, no one knows who you are, bro. No one. Running into you, I would have walked right past you. I don't think anyone knows him at all. They only know Mayweather. This and is, I told you before,
this is why...
you know the deal. You know him. You know him. He's... When the lights and camera are on, he ignores you, doesn't know you, completely blows you off. But when the lights and camera are put away and done for the day, he's the nicest guy you ever met, and he's friends with everybody, and he's cool, and he's fun, and he's approachable, and he laughs and jokes, and he's the nicest guy ever. So at the end of the day, when you got a split personality like that, you're a phony. You're a phony. You're either cool to people always, not just when you're famous, but when you're everyday Joe, when you're just normal, you got to be good to people. And he definitely, because like when I do the TV interviews with him in Vegas, they make me go do these satellite interviews, right? And he only lets me do the interviews because he's friends with me through all the years and all the interviews. I'm like the only radio guy he does an interview with. He doesn't respect radio. He doesn't. He only respects big time national television. But let's just be clear here. His career is over. It's completely over. He doesn't matter anymore either. He's going to spend all that money till it's gone. All right, so I hit both hockey games tonight, the Canes and the Blues. Only two games. Hit both of them. It is what it is. A bunch of games on Saturday. I've already done my hockey picks. I'm excited to see the Penguins actually. You know, they've been playing all these teams that they play in the East regularly, in the conference, in the divisions. Now they're going out, you know, they're going to Dallas tomorrow, and then they go to, I believe, Anaheim, then L.A., then San Jose, and then Vegas. And so, and tomorrow, the Flower, Marc-Andre Fleury, returns to Vegas, where he spent four great seasons with the Knights. He actually loved playing with the Knights and living in Vegas and golfing and everything else. And then they shipped him to Chicago, where he's only had 9 wins, 3 goals against. It's, you know, the end of the road, I think, for Fleury in some capacity, Carver High. Don't you think that he's, you know, kind of hit a wall in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help that the team sucks. But, you know, that's the hard part about going to a team that's bad. I mean, you could be one of the best goalies in the world. If the team sucks in front of you, you're not going to win every night. It's just, it's an unfortunate thing.
Do you think the Penguins can win in Dallas tomorrow night?
Yes.
And go to 11?
Little afternoon game. Well, 2 in the afternoon for the Penguins tomorrow. But, yeah.
They've got 10 wins in a row, the longest streak in the NHL this year. And now they got a brutal road trip, so we'll see how they do out west. I've enjoyed watching them play. That Rodriguez guy's turning me on with some of his play.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.